Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One of Colonel Gaddafi's sons has been implicated in the murder of dozens of people whose remains were discovered in a mass grave in Tripoli. Andrew Hoskin, reporter for a partner at the BBC, has been to the site with Peter Bouchard of Human Rights Watch, and you may find some parts of the following report disturbing.
When the bodies were first discovered, it was very difficult to tell what happened because the bodies were burned beyond recognition. But we heard that there were some survivors, so we arranged to meet them today to figure out exactly what happened.
How many people do you know were buried here?
Well, it's very difficult to tell because this was also an execution site over several days. Officers who refused to obey orders were brought here and executed, and their bodies were taken away. So we yesterday counted over 45 bodies inside.
The ones, the burnt ones in,
yes,
inside the barn.
But even that, they were burned, they were basically carbonized at that stage. But there were many more people detained here, and there were also many bodies discovered in the neighborhood afterwards who tried to escape.
Standing nearby, Mustafa Al-Etri, a lawyer. On Friday, August the 19th, Mr. Al-Etri was brought to this place, a small farm at the back of the Hamas barracks called Salahuddin, by Colonel Gaddafi's Revolutionary Guards. The killing took place last Tuesday, August the 23rd, and according to Mr. Al-Etri, under the supervision of Hamas Gaddafi in person. Can you tell us what you saw?
They used to beat them up. They used to swear at them. They used to unleash dogs at them.
Well, in this place, he saw that with his own eyes?
Yeah,
in the barn there?
Yeah, in the barn. And he said the army officers who disobeyed orders were killed here and put inside that truck there, which is a freezer.
The big white freezer truck
there? Yeah, it's like a freezer truck, yeah, next to them.
How many people did he see shot?
He said the period that he was here, between 150 and 160 people.
How did he survive?
When Khamis Gaddafi ordered all the people inside to be killed, he lay down, and when the people were shot inside, the dead people were on top of him,
So you hid under all the dead bodies,
yes,
of the people who were burnt?
Yes, he hid under all the dead bodies. And then after, he said, after the ammunition of the guns finished, they bought hand grenades. They threw hand grenades. Also said the pieces of the bodies also protected him. He was under the dead bodies. This is how he survived.
I spoke to a man called Faisal. He wouldn't give his full name or occupation. Apparently, he's been detailed to disinter the remaining 30 to 40 bodies thought to be still buried at the site. So how do you know that there are more bodies under here?
Yes, the people of the area, they told me.
Okay.
And they asked me to get them out.
Right.
Inshallah, I'll try to do my best.
Well, we are investigating these incidents as war crimes that should be prosecuted by the International Criminal Court. We have asked all of the witnesses whether they would be willing to testify at the International Criminal Court and whether we can share their contact information with the International Criminal Court. So we certainly will push for accountability for these very serious crimes.
The National Transitional Council is certain that the following days will reveal further atrocities. Mr. Mohammed Al-Atri, a key witness to events in Anzara, has placed Khamis Gaddafi at the centre of a mass murder. It's powerful testimony that could see him indicted for war crimes, alongside his father and his brother Saif Islam.
Peter Bouchard of Human Rights Watch in the report from Andrew Hoskin of the BBC.